next on Homegirl Harmonies.
Third segment.
Bitch, your nigga look like
he hiding pickles
under his motherfucking tongue from SpongeBob.
Bubble bass. No pickles. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
I'm Poe.
And I'm Najee.
And we are
Homegirl Harmonies. Yes. Yeah, then you didn't do it.
I didn't, because I was thinking about the next thing I was going to say. We are Homegirl Harmonies.
Thank you.
And I am trying to tell y'all that if you're new, make sure you subscribe. And if you're old, make sure you share. Make sure you like. Make sure you comment.
And visit the website. If you want these hands, come get them.
Oh, pull up. www.homegirlharmonies.com for all of the things that we have going on. Facebook Homegirl Harmonies, Instagram Homegirl Harmonies. We're available on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play. And thank you for tuning in.
And
Black Highlights. Who we highlighting?
I am highlighting the movie Roxanne. Because
Roxanne.
Although I remember her as a rapper, I didn't know any of her story.
Mm-hmm.
None of it.
Ooh, it guys, I did my own little recap and review on YouTube of Roxanne. Not a lot of spoilers, and I didn't go into everything because I knew we was going to talk about it. But I was bored and wanted to do a video. So what'd you think?
I really like that actress. I think she's from Detroit. I heard that.
Yes, her name is Shantae Adams, and she's an Alpha Kappa Alpha from Detroit.
Her name is Shantae, too?
Yep.
That is funny. That's funny, because I know, like, every time Nia Long was like, Shantae! She probably was really turning around, like, what? Oh, shit.
Got her into it. But, yeah, although she makes bad decisions joining Alpha Kappa Alpha, she still is a great actress.
Don't unfollow us, Alphas, Kappas, Alphas, Kappas, Alphas.
Listen, some people make poor decisions, but good business goals. Bitch. Good career paths.
This is shady as fuck.
But anyway, yeah, new up and coming person. I think she did okay in that role. I feel like her first.
I haven't seen her in anything else.
I think she just got done with film school.
What I do like about Netflix outside of Rachel Dolezal is that they have been really producing some black female breakout stars, which I fucking love.
But yeah, we can give it up to Netflix for having them opportunities.
Yeah. But so was Pharrell a part of this movie? I saw
I think he was some type of producer or something. Yep.
And I saw him, and there was another black lady next to him, and they were being interviewed, and they were asking them, you know, like they were talking about other movies. Well, they don't want to tell, but Pharrell was just basically saying that he wants to tell more black stories.
That's good. And I think this was a story that we needed to hear. Like I said, although I have my criticisms about the way it went, because I feel like they didn't put enough emphasis on rapping. For me, personally.
But I think it's because, well, from what I heard, is that the movie wasn't supposed to be about her rap career. It's supposed to be about, like, that time in her life that they showed. Like,
well, that, I would understand that, but no shade. Everybody don't need their story told. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about with Aaliyah and stuff like, it's like, okay. It was a good story to tell, like if it was just some random Lifetime movie, not about Roxanne Shantae or whatever. The sequence of events or whatever, it was a good story. But given that she's a pioneer of female rap, I would have just wanted to see more battles, because that was a big part of her career. Because in the beginning, it wasn't easy access to studios and stuff like that. You had this pitch or shit. I would have wanted to see that, the impact that she had on other people. It just, for a biopic like that, and for that I would have wanted her to put all these rap bitches in their place. Like, remember who your mother is. It's I. It is I.
Well, she did have a little shit-talking moment like that, remember? She was like, y'all want to make diss songs about me, but really y'all should be sending me Mother's Day cards because I birthed all you bitches. I'm not going to lie. My favorite part of the fucking movie, like, it might seem like kind of minuscule, but when, like, the tour manager wasn't going to give her money, mm-hmm. and her and Sparky D were mm-hmm. outside of the van, and Sparky gives her half her money.
Yeah.
And she's, like, trying to calm her down. And she's like, you know, I know what we say mm-hmm. about each other and what we do in the streets. But at the end of the day, we still sisters. I rewound that, like, 85 times. Because I'm mm-hmm. like...
That was dope.
Our female rap industry could really use some of that fucking energy mm-hmm. right now. Because
even that, more emphasis, it just seemed like maybe if they put it in a series mm-hmm. or something... But even if they wasn't going to put emphasis on the rap part, I would have still liked to see the development of that abusive relationship that she was in with mm-hmm. Cross. Or, you know, it's just like I saw where the points were. Like, I saw stuff. But mm-hmm. it was just like, y'all ain't had to skim through everything.
What I got
It was like, from, let me give you a piece of every piece.
Yeah. A big part of what I got from it is that not a lot has changed with niggas.
No.
And that everything ain't pretty. Just because some shit is glittery, just because she was the top female MC at one point, just because mm-hmm. she was the pioneer.
That shit wasn't making no money.
It wasn't making no money.
A kid to raise and shit to do.
It wasn't making no money, and she was still dealing with shit outside of that. I think a lot of times we look at these celebrities and forget mm-hmm. that shit happens. Mm-hmm. Where we look at being famous and not realize what the fuck people went through to get to where, you know, where they are. This is annoying.
Yeah, how they, yeah. And again, and that showed, they showed that I just wanted more.
Yeah. I did. I think, like, that was one of my biggest disappointments is that, like, I would have liked to see more of Biz Markie, more of Molly Mar, more of,
The diss song, The Bridge Is Nas. Over. The Boogie Down Productions mm-hmm. did, where they, again, and she was 16 years old, and they talking about she only good for fucking, like, that, the predatory behavior, it was just a good golden reminder of how shit used to be.
Her homeboy, her big homie, Tone, mm-hmm. he went from big homie to fucking attempted rapist.
And you know what I saw, because I mentioned this in my video, what I saw, and I saw people talking about the cocaine. He looked at her. She walked past him in the shorts and he noticed she thick or whatever. Mm-hmm. And in his mind, I felt like he was like, okay, this is nasty. Like, let me stop. Let me go sit in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. But he took the cocaine and I felt like it was more so to justify the nasty feelings that he was having. Mm-hmm. Like, he knew what he was feeling was trifling. That's why he said something. Put on mm-hmm. some clothes. Like, then he places, like, you know, the blame on her. Niggas
yeah. walking through here and blah, blah, blah. Like,
and he still had that big homie.
You the nigga walking
vibe
through here.
In him. Right. In him. But once he was like, fuck it. Let me do this coke and get it popping because I'm finna get me some. Like, but he wasn't going to be able to do nothing with her without doing that. Mm. He wasn't going to try it without the substance. And I feel like a lot of times men, especially in the black community, especially like predatory, they realize this shit is wrong, mm-hmm. but they find a way to justify it, whether it's coke, whether it's, oh, alcohol. She fucking anyway, mm-hmm. whether it's
like, I was drunk.
Yeah. And, but you see, like, you see where he knew something ain't right about how I'm feeling about this little mm-hmm. girl. And I don't think they understand that you just having that thought, you just having that in your head, it's not bad until you act on it. Mm-hmm. Sit there, process that shit. She's mm-hmm. 14 years old. Yeah, she growing up a little bit, but she's 14, and this is nasty. Mm-hmm. But they feel like...
And she trusts you.
Right. Once they had a thought, they already nasty, so they might as well keep going. Ugh. That's how I feel like that. That's what it seemed like they showed in that scene. But...
Girl.
And Mahershala Ali, I feel like he's my Danny Glover.
Okay.
Like, and this is the only time he's been trifling.
Mm-hmm. But all you have to do is do it too well one time. And you a child molester to me, Danny Glover, bitch, when I catch you. For what you did to Celie,
and she's not even a child in real life.
I don't give a fuck. Neither was Celie. But too good. I have hated Danny Glover since childhood, bro. I hated this nigga in Color Purple. Then I saw Beloved, and I was like, kill him dead, bitch. I hate, he gotta go.
I need Mahershala to redeem himself with some type of, like, Moonlight role again, because this did me in.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even look at his face.
The part where she goes from him eating her out for the first time, and then next thing you know, she's screaming from the orgasm, then she's screaming from having a baby, then she's screaming from getting dragged through the house by her hair. I'm like, what is this? I want him dead.
Get into Nia Long, though. Like,
you said you wanted him dead.
You said you were sure.
Bitch, I am sure. I need to go find the fucking swamp lady, because I'm a pineapple thief. And girl, I need, because I'm like, I don't like him. I didn't like him. I don't know. Like, oh, and can we just talk about, like, I just, Nia Long, like, people were saying that they didn't think Nia Long would be able to deliver that character. The way that the movie was shot reminded me of this old ass movie from like 92 called Just Another Girl on the IRT on Netflix. The young girl thinking she's a little bit older than what she is, just being out here fast and grown.
But Nia Long, like her mom, the character, the way she was like, she was like a take no shit type of woman. Mm-hmm. But she still, you could tell there was like that last bit of softness that she had. Mm-hmm. And then that man ran off with the money that she'd been saving her whole life. And after that, she was like, no, fuck all this shit. Be in my house by 9 o'clock.
Girl.
Fuck what you talking about.
That made me so
sad. Don't trust no nigga. Like, just.
You know what that took me back to? Raisins in the Sun. When Sidney Poitier, black ass, took his family money and lost it, knowing that they was trying to get a motherfucking house. Do you remember that? Mm-mm. And did he your black ass too, because you was Sidney Poitier in the new one.
No, I don't think I've seen either one.
Really?
But I'll look for it now.
Raisins in the Sun, it's a whole family, a whole black family. They're living in like a 2-bedroom apartment. It's the mom, her son's wife, her son's son, and her other daughter. They're all in the tiniest apartment I'm pretty sure the apartment doesn't even have a bathroom in the apartment. Like, it was one of those buildings where like the entire building used a bathroom on one floor. They working hard. The mama's still working. She old as shit. Don't wear no bra. Titties low. That's important. But they receive some money.
They don't have no motivation.
Girl, they receive some money.
Demotivated titties.
Exactly. The family receives some money.
Let that be the name of the
movie. And movie. Throughout the whole movie, Diddy Poitier, that's what I'm calling him, the mashup. Diddy Poitier is pissed because life ain't going the way he wanted. He find out his wife pregnant again. The son already sleeping on a couch in the living room. And he got to fold up the blanket every morning and get out the way. So he wants to do something with the money. He want to invest. He want to open up a store. The rest of his family wants to buy a house in a white neighborhood big enough for all of them. Mm-hmm. Girl, the mom, she hand him the money. I trust you to do the right thing. This motherfucker go. He thinks he was about to invest it into something with some other niggas, and they run off with his money.
Ooh, you gotta go. I'm gonna give the movie a B. But I'm being nice. B for being nice. Because I appreciate that the story is being told. I appreciate them putting Shantae Adams on. I appreciate Nia Long being in a role like that. Because I think the last shit that we saw her in was Empire.
I don't watch that.
And then before that, like the Single Mother's Club or some Tyler Perry bullshit.
You tried. No. It wasn't Friday. It was Are We There Yet with Ice Cube.
She been in The Best Man, all that type of shit, but it's always with a big cast. Mm-hmm. I was glad to see her be the veteran in the situation.
I'm going to give the movie a B+. Because I like the cast. I don't know if anybody noticed, but Nas was played by a character who was actually in The Get Down, which is cute.
And it was a bunch of repeats from different biopics in there. Mm-hmm. That's cute that they keep the same, the same faces.
I like the cast.
Nigga, you got an 80s face. Come be in this movie.
I liked learning about her story, because like I said, I knew all the rap shit, but I didn't know
all that shit,
the behind the scenes shit. But what I did find out,
because I was upset.
What I found out is that we didn't even see a piece of what baby girl went through. Jesus.
So, I don't know. So, I was reading. I saw these posts that said Roxanne Shanté was smart enough to argue in her contract for them to pay for her education. So, she got a PhD and she went to Cornell and she did this. So I wanted to look more into that. And what I found is that she had only went to undergrad for 3 months. And she wasn't licensed to be nobody's psychologist or therapist. And she, the publication that put it out had to retract the statement. And then she apologized in 2009 for telling a lie. So I don't really know what the motivation was behind that. But either way, she was doing it. She didn't have to tell that lie to me. Let me say, I only say that because people have been passing that post around.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a big war on fake news right now, so I have to do my part.
I just wanted some more. And it's like, I know you can only fit somebody's life into an hour and a half.
You got to pick which part of the life you're going to tell. That's the key to a good biopic, in my opinion, is you pick a main thing, and then everything else is like a branch off of it. Like with Biggie and Tupac...
The main thing
was leading up to their death. It wasn't like...
It might be hard to do a movie on somebody...
That's still alive.
Yeah, because it's like... Fucking... So, with Biggie, in his movie, I mean...
You only had to cover 25 years.
Exactly. 25... Just 25 years. But even with Biggie, like, they didn't focus on... some of the trash that he was on. Like, we never saw him dragging Lil' Kim through hallways and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I did like that they did show us a little bit grittier side. I was, when I saw Notorious and already knowing about Biggie and his past, even though I liked that movie, I'm like, all right, y'all left some shit out, but okay.
Right, and that's what people were saying, Lil' Kim and them. But see, my thing is again, if they put all them little pieces in there, it's just going to be a bad movie. And the key is to be a good movie and make money.
Right.
Like that, I mean, the purpose, that's so what they supposed to do.
So I think on like that regard, I think Roxanne was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it was cool, and it was Netflix, so hey.
But I do like the fact that this Roxanne movie might open up some space for... Because
I want to hear some stories.
Bitch, I want to hear Queen Latifah.
I want to hear Queen Latifah. I want Lauryn Hill.
No, do you know who I want, bitch? Sister Soldier. Almost
Sister Soldier, yeah.
I almost wrote Netflix, like, can we get a Sister Soldier?
Sister Soldier.
Ooh, I would love to see a fucking Sister Soldier.
Salt and Pepper, I would like to see. I would like to see them.
MC Light,
because she was the first one with an album. Like, Shantae was the first one on an album, but MC Light was the first one. And then, bitch, get into it. There was this rapper. Bitch.
I'm listening.
This rapper named Boss from, like, the late 80s, maybe early 90s. The vibe she was giving you was, like, West Coast, like, flannels with the top button. She was considered the first female gangster rapper. Now, have you ever heard her?
No.
I'm going to tell you why. She was signed to Def Jam.
Ooh.
And I listened to her songs. She was good.
Ooh.
Like, she was good as fuck.
Ooh, this tea.
Wall Street Journal put out an article. Now, she was the first gangster rapper, right? And she does gangster music. Like, she's talking about shooting bitches, getting it, whatever, Wall Street Journal put out an article and said, sorry to inform you, baby girl grew up in a middle class neighborhood and went to a private school.
Oh, wow.
She got 8 Mile. And she's from Detroit.
That's crazy.
Bitch, I said, now see, she would, listen, when I tell you she, like, I was like, this is good. But you can, once I got the story, you could hear the middle class in her voice. And I was like, oh.
All right, Lil Yachty.
That's what I'm saying. You could hear, but it was like, she was too good, but once they said it, it was kind of like...
So was she out like around the time when like NWA was popping and shit?
Yeah, because she was giving it. Yeah, and listen, when I tell you it was perfect, Def Jam knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They always have. And they said, bitch, we got one. That shit came out.
What she looked like?
She was like a light-skinned like girl. Mm-hmm. She had a short haircut, mm-hmm. like the kind that she's kind of like brushed down with her bandana on, mm-hmm. you know, and her flannel and her khakis. The video I saw, she getting in the car with her homegirls. They dap each other up. They in the fucking low rider and shit. Like,
that remind me of when they replaced Missy Elliott for that light-skinned chick in a Raven Simone video.
Girl.
You remember that? It's not funny, but it's funny.
Listen.
Because there ain't no motherfucking way. Bitch, either I'm going to get out of here.
And she got exposed as being a fraud. And you know, then, frauding was like unheard of. Now you could fraud and get away with it. You could fraud and be viral. Mm-hmm. But back then, in the 80s and 90s, no ma'am.
Ooh, girl, we done been on this Roxanne show. We still in black highlight.
We still in black energy dump. Wait.
No.
Chloe and Halle.
No.
Had an album and it was good and listened to it.
And Black Panther is the number one grossing super movie hero of all time right now. So go off Black Panther. Mm-hmm. I also heard that they were thinking about giving Okoye, is that my saying it right?
Okoye,
her own spinoff movie. And like, good for you. What's his name? Ryan Coogler? Wait, what's that boy's name?
Yeah, that's it.
The movie?
Yeah.
Just good for you. I saw a video today where they were just showing like that black athletes all over the fucking world are like throwing up these crossed
fists. Yes, it's so cute.
I'm talking about they're everywhere. And first of all, they do it after they full blown dominate some shit and make, and then they just throw up those fucking Wakanda forever.
And only they can do it and look right, because otherwise you're being blatant with your intrusion.
Yeah. And then like how fucking
then you be a colonizer. White people can't do it.
Girl, and then they're doing like the handshake and shit together, like meeting up on the field, doing the handshake and shit.
Bitch, one and white people can't say it's gang shit because y'all saw the movie.
You saw the movie. And they're doing it fucking hard. Like one, I think, was it the French tennis player. He turned to every stand. It's like four of them, you know, in tennis. They play in the middle. He turned to every stand, bitch. Threw up the Wakanda forever and hit a hard follow through, turned around, hit that bitch again with another hard ass follow through four times. And I watched it four times. That makes 16 Wakanda forevers. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Something white people can't have, can't demonize, and can't destroy. It's
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda for fucking ever. Speaking of black athletes, because we have been on black highlights for a long time, but so what?
Wait. But it's not even just something that white people can't have. None of y'all can have it. Asian people who love black culture and hate black people.
Nobody.
Because you're just looking. We saw y'all Wakanda Forever dance compilation, and we still laughing at the barbecues.
Mm-mm. You will not have this moment. You will not gentrify this moment. You will not go viral. You will not take the attention from. You will not have it.
I can't wait till the wedding when me and the wedding party can take a Wakanda Forever picture.
Come on.
Wakanda Forever.
Because we're still forever. Next, September, October, still forever.
I ordered me a Jordan, like, these Kente crowns to wear at the reception. And they have the words for the culture, like, painted on them.
Ooh.
That is
and
from...
And that'll still go with that black and gold.
Yep, because... Mm-hmm. Okay, this is from Poor Riches on Instagram. I know I shouted them out before, but they have all handmade in genuine African fabric. Poor Riches on IG, PORRICHES. So you can get them customized.
That's a commercial.
Oh, it was. But like, y'all gotta go like see these crowns. Like, bitch, the shit is just lit. It is black.
Write them people down so I can... come on.
You got your own paper.
I ain't got no pen.
Oh.
Rudy. But yeah, like I said, speaking of black athletes, I wanted to highlight LeBron James.
You know what? Because
not until, for athletics though. It's not what I'm saying.
No, up until like a little while ago, like I had a problem with LeBron James. Like, sorry, Jordan. But I felt like this nigga was way too quiet. And then they went and wrote nigger on his motherfucking garage door.
And he said, oh.
He said, wait a minute, bitch.
Oh.
Now wait a goddamn cotton picking minute. Bitch, y'all done woke the beast up. I tried
to be you respectable.
Remember the dude, Dave Chappelle, he was on The Nutty Professor? Yes. That's it. I can't take this shit no more, I swear. He said, bitch, now I done shut my black ass mouth for far too long. Now y'all go
every,
ahead,
at
bitch.
Every turn, but here's the gag. Mm. Behind the scenes, he had sex relationship scandal.
No scandals.
He with his baby mama because they married
and
now.
She brown.
Dark skinned black woman. Got all her kids with him.
Ooh.
Kids ain't in trouble.
Mm.
Mind you, he didn't go to nobody's college. So they already was like, no, this is a nigga. But the whole time he'd been picture perfect. You can't find shit to say about him. When he get to talk his shit, it's nothing you can say. It's nothing you can say. Another thing
shut
y'all
up
can't
and dribble.
Touch.
And the funny
LeBron
thing is,
James.
Like, bitch, you can't dribble either.
You can't have him.
Talking about some shut up and dribble.
And I don't know. Maybe if he played basketball bad. But even then, he didn't better than anybody, no, apparently.
He doesn't play basketball bad. Only thing he is kind of a crybaby.
But so what? Black men have emotions.
Exactly.
His is just them kind.
Yep. Shit, I don't got no problem with LeBron. I said, because I knew after I heard that they didn't came and touched his shit, I said, that's it. I've had it. I can't take this shit no more.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I already
now
knew.
You have to clean up.
I'm like, okay.
He was chilling.
When I did that, I'm like, now you done fucked up. Cause
here's
you,
my thing. The fact that he ain't got caught with no bitches.
Not Nan.
Not a rape
bitch.
Scandal. Not. Didn't go to nobody's college. Didn't follow none of y'all rules. Jordan, is LeBron James the best basketball player right now?
Ever.
Okay. See? That's a pair. Let's get on top of all that.
He ain't better than
him. Get out.
That's Jordan, y'all. From Pressure Up Top.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast.
Pressure Up Top. What up, P, Nate, and Ace?
Shout out all your shit. Tell them what to do.
Follow us on Instagram and on Facebook. Pressure Up Top. All one word on Instagram, you know.
Yes.
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at
Lord have mercy.
JOFRAZIER, you know. 1/4 of Pressure Up Top. We come on, we go live every Monday around 6:37 o'clock.
Oh, yes. All the info.
Every first and third Monday, it's Pressure Monday. That's when we talk about any and everything. We take suggestions from people that watch us. Every second and fourth Monday, we talk strictly basketball. We love basketball. We love hoop.
Right and this now. Is Facebook and YouTube.
Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, everything.
Ooh, go off.
Homegirl Harmony.
Yes, come on. That's going to be in the fucking, see?
Paperboy.
Energy dump. Or is that it? Was that it?
Yeah, energy dump.
Energy dump got to be
fun. I got some energy, bitch.
Listen, my vibrations is high after that highlighted conversation.
Girl, I know. This is not even, like, bad energy. This is just, I accidentally started watching This Is Us.
Oh.
I really...
Yeah, bitch, dump that.
I'm so sad. Like, what the fuck? When they took little baby... No, when
now
they took...
Now you know why I'm in therapy.
When they took,
I started This Is Us
girl,
last season.
See, I started
and I've been
This Is
sad
Us.
Sad every Tuesday.
Grey's Anatomy started giving me nothing but sex and like relationship switches.
I'm like, y'all don't even show good surgeries no more. Like, damn, I was partially here for the surgery.
You know, that happens to all Shonda shows.
Like, come on.
Because Scandal got bad when the fucking, when
Cause it, she it got gets, too it much gets about to Olivia point and because Fitz. There's nothing else she can do. I mean, you've killed half of the cast.
Yeah.
Two thirds of it, I'm sorry. And the rest of it has fucked each other. And now that's all they can do is fuck on each other. In closets and shit. What hospital is this? But anywho, there was a scene in This Is Us where they took Randall to that black man's karate class and Jack put Randall on his back and he was doing the push-ups. Bitch, I hollered when he did the extra push-ups and then they left the scene and when they came back...
Oh, bitch, I'm about to cry thinking about it!
When they came back, bitch, all the other black dads was doing the same thing with Randall on their back because they were showing him that they was going to be his community. I said, bitch!
Are you crying now? Yes. Wait, but then here's the thing.
Because my eyes is wet.
Some man in Detroit said that they got that model after him. So apparently that happens at some company in Detroit. Because I think they was trying to sue This Is Us. But shout out to This Is Us for highlighting.
Well, This Is Us, at least throw them some money because my heart, it was so big. I was already tore up when the man said, you can stop doing the push-ups now. And he said, no, bitch, I'm about to prove to my son I got your back. So he just went as long as he could. I said, oh. And then Randall was on that other man's back and all them other dads was waiting. I bet. I said, this is some good TV.
I told you. But it's fucking sad. Everything is sad.
God damn it. But I just want y'all to know, I really love Randall's family. Like
Beth and them kids. And them kids. Yeah.
Yes. I love Beth. I love them kids.
Yeah, everybody love Beth.
I love William. Rest in peace.
Oh, William? Oh, he died? You saw him die?
You never heard?
Bitch, no, when the mailman cried.
I cried again. And I'm like, God. I said, Jordan.
Bitch, he touched everybody he knew.
Let me tell you something. When they put them hats on and went for that walk, I said, bitch, let the neighbors get out and start walking with them. We will no longer be watching this. Luckily, they didn't. Because, bitch, I wouldn't have been able to take
it. The kids even planned the funeral, bitch. Bitch.
They started with his favorite breakfast. It's so good.
And, bitch, the mailman. The I fucking said, mailman. You know how much of a good person you gotta be nice to the mailman to where he miss you when you die?
Do you remember with... Yes, nice as fuck. Because my dog ran up on the mail lady. But do you remember a couple weeks back when we highlighted Sterling K. Brown for getting that award?
Yeah, episode Black First. Whatever episode that is.
And do you remember in his speech how he thanked the writer of the show for specifically writing a role for a black man? Yes. Oh, I get it now. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen the show. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. Mm-hmm. Girl, I get it. He's right. I'm like, who is this white man? Kelsey Grammer? Because Kelsey Grammer is the only other white man that be knowing black people business. That be knowing
black people, yeah. Yeah.
Is this the clone that was inside of Kelsey Grammer?
Who's that?
It's Juice.
Oh.
What?
This is us. What
else? I had to get that off my chest.
I want to know who bit Beyonce.
I want to know why Tiffany keep messing. Why do Tiffany keep pushing her buttons a little bit?
Here's the thing.
She said, bitch, you don't tell me what to tell. I'll tell what I want to tell.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Something tells me that because Beyonce, nothing happens to Beyonce without Beyonce's approval. Even down to shit like people talking.
You think she's leaking shit?
I think this is on purpose.
Yeah.
This is a setup for something. Beyonce because it's no way. That's what I'm saying. The only thing that ever really got out was that elevator footage. And even that's questionable.
I feel like Tiffany's going to be on this fucking On the Run tour too.
Something,
hosted or some shit.
Something, or it's a setup for her new music, for her album. Like, it's about to show I don't know, angry black woman Beyonce or something, like an authentic version.
Maybe it's going to show, maybe y'all can get the fuck out of my business, Beyonce.
Here's the thing, since you want to know me so bad, this is who I am. I'm finna be...
Beyonce. Sorry, I could not
the help one myself. The one I'm finna be. So, it's about to be something because this is happening to, like... Tiffany, yeah, she is whatever loud and whatever persona she's putting out, but she been playing the game too well up until this point. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't keep doing this fuck up shit with Beyonce. It's too much dumb shit she could have did along the way if she was that dumb. This is calculated. She put the name in the song. That was out of character as fuck.
Yeah.
And not like 7-Eleven out of character. Out of character, out of character. Yeah. Like, bitch, that's dumb.
Bitch, that was out of Beyonce.
Okay? So this is some kind of, this is something.
You weren't acting very Beyonce right now.
It's something. And she don't do shit unless...
Her name could literally, like, we could use that, like...
The name of her album is going to be called Mask Off.
We could use Beyonce as, like, an adjective. Like, you look really Beyonce today. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Yep, that's going to be the name of her album. And it's going to be, listen, I'm tired. Y'all get on my nerve.
Mask off.
Here.
Girl.
And not that fake bow down shit. It's going to be some real ass shit.
Duh, she got three kids. The fuck? I got one kid and I wish a motherfucker would.
She wish.
And I'm B90.
Or it's going to be called, y'all going to mind y'all goddamn business.
Girl, after three kids, and it's dot dot dot, or I'm gonna make you my business. Cause bitch, that's what I say as soon as you open it.
Cause bitch,
when you open it, you know that little picture on the inside. Just cause bitch, what the fuck? Let me put this album on. I know this shit.
Wait, that's the name of the tracks. The first one. Who the fuck you talking to? Track one. Track two. Cause bitch. Track three, try me.
Track four, I'm still Beyonce.
Track five,
I got three kids.
Track six,
bitch, I'm tired as fuck. God damn.
Track seven, yes, I took this nigga back. Not my business. If we want to be in love, we're going to be in love. Bitch, we worked it out.
Track eight. How many times your nigga cheated on you? Track nine. That's what the fuck I thought. Don't you fucking dare.
Bitch.
Bonus track.
I got to listen to this back because I'm going to make that album cover. I'm going to make that idea.
That is funny. Ooh, and I will be ecstatic to put that motherfucking CD in. Do people still use CDs or do we just press play now?
Girl, that's gonna be a CD, and we made the album art because I'm finna go home and I'm finna make it. Matter of fact, let me text Chris. Chris, I need you to make a Mask Off cover with Beyonce.
That is funny.
anyway, we said who the fuck bitter?
Oh, I don't know, but I hope it wasn't a man. I just really hope it wasn't a man.
Bitch, now you could come on, bitch, now. No, she said she.
Oh, okay.
She said, because apparently she said somebody bit Beyonce, so she was going to fight her. And Beyonce said, girl, don't worry about her. She ain't even drunk. She on drugs.
I didn't see the actual quote. I just saw a little header on, like, a clickable thing.
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what she said.
Girl, I want to know.
Who so people, the Beehive attacked Sanaa Lathan because for some reason they thought it was her that did it.
What? Why?
Because the Beehive be figuring shit out. But here's the thing.
Sanaa Lathan, did they see a picture of the teeth print or something?
No.
Match it up with her dental
records?
I don't
know. But they was flooding her inbox with bees. I mean, her comment box with bees.
Oh, gosh.
You know how the Beehive do. And she responded and she said, y'all are funny. Y'all know good and well I didn't bite Beyonce, but if I did, it would have been a love bite. Now that to me says, bitch, it was you. Because Chrissy Teigen also tweeted something like, I have a feeling I know who this was, if this is true. Like, who the biter is. After that, that's when they started tackling
Sanaa Lathan. Am I the only person who hates Chrissy Teigen?
Yeah, probably, because I like her.
I hate Chrissy Teigen. Shut the fuck up, Chrissy Teigen.
But here's the thing, is people like that in life. And she one of them. But she, ain't nobody telling her to shut up, and she's not doing it.
No,
she's
it's not like, that. Trump. It's, no, the thing I hate about Chrissy Teigen is that I just feel like she's bored. She always yes! inserting herself.
That's exactly what it is.
And it just be like.
It is people like that that sit up on Facebook all day.
But we only know you because of John. That's like when your uncle brings exactly. his new wife and she won't shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Just like the people that we see along our timeline, we wouldn't know who none of them is. And well, nobody else would unless they start fucking John Legend.
When my uncle bring a new wife who won't shut the fuck up, I'm always that cousin. Who says shut the fuck up?
Who gonna tell her to shut the fuck up, John?
Huh? No, I just don't. Like, I don't follow her or nothing like that, so I don't see her shit. The only time I see her is, like, when she be on, like, Baller Alert and shit. Like, girl!
She, cause she...
Who is who?
Listen, she do, like, what's her name?
That pie face.
Celebrity, what's this, lip sync? She be on there. Whatever that lip sync battle show is.
Mm.
Oh,
you mean, Paris is Burning?
Is that what that is? Yeah. He's funny. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or the RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yeah.
Oh, non-gay RuPaul's Drag Race,
yeah.
I should say.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I see the hijackery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but, okay, cool, cool, y'all. Yeah. I was just making sure. Now, because I just want you to show me a lip sync battle before RuPaul's Drag Race, and then I'll just show you.
Great Pretenders. They wasn't lip syncing enough. Yes, they was.
They was. But was they battling or was they just like a fake talent show?
It was a fake talent show. Because every episode it was new people.
You're the greatest singer.
And it was, yeah.
And the greatest dancers. You're the great pretenders. You're the new sensation.
That's it.
All across the nation. You're the great pretenders. I don't even. I haven't thought about that in so vocals. Motherfucking long was until you just. Ooh, I'm not. But you know, everybody started on like one of them little Zoom shows and shit. I wish I was on Zoom.
Somebody
bitch.
Was. Stop right there. Okay. Yeah, let me go to it. I wanted to talk about. The Metro Times article.
And again, I'm not a clicking ass bitch, so I only seen the little header on it. I didn't actually see the article, so y'all, we about to learn about this together.
Okay. So, because I have to go, that's why, listen, I'm just going to pick it up. Fucking service is slow. Okay, so this lady named, this journalist for the Metro Times, which is like a Detroit publication, wrote an article. Her name is Geraldine Jordan, but fuck her. But that's her name. So y'all can go Google her and see what type of shit she wants. So she wrote this article about Chris Brown, and it says... What is it? What the fuck? Oh. Mm-hmm. Known abuser and garbage person, Chris Brown will perform at DTE Energy Music Theater. By Geraldine Jordan, March
27, 2018. She is hurt. Listen. Like, just off that caption alone, like, girl.
So basically, the article goes into it's 12 years since his. Let me see, celebrating nearly 12 years in the music business and almost as many accounts of assaulting women, multi-platinum Grammy Award-winning R&B performer Chris Brown is coming to DTE Energy Theater on Wednesday, July 25th. Then she goes into, she says basically he's known for, and then she acts like she don't know Chris Brown songs. And she says, instead of going to see him, then she compares it to the R. Kelly protest at the Little Caesars Arena.
Bitch.
And says, basically, she wants people to boycott him. And, she wants people to boycott him. But she said, instead of going to see him, she put a list of other people that's coming that week that you can go see instead. And it's a bunch of
what's
like
her last name?
Jordan.
Yeah. I want to see the bitch.
So she posted. She looked at a picture of it. So she posts a list of what posts a list of who's coming to Detroit that week, and it's a bunch of white bands. And Rich the Kid is coming with that dude Black with the six in it.
Yeah, they're all coming with Chris.
So,
yeah, and her. I want to go to this concert, bitch.
Oh, they're coming with.
Yeah, all of them coming with Chris.
So then it's even more stupid because that's she included them. Internet. If that's true, but she listed them separately, and I think I saw it separately, but I don't know. Rich the Kid and Black, they come in, and she put that on her list. Like, she posted the direct link from the shows that, and it did say Rich the Kid and Black. But.
Girl, she want to be a model so bad.
Girl. Mind you, Rich the Kid got his own assault allegations.
She don't got eyebrows. That is
Domestic violence allegations. So, the reason why I was upset about this article is because the whole basis of this and the whole reason why you on this bullshit is because of when Rihanna abused Chris Brown mm-hmm. almost 10 years ago. And the problem that I had with
Rihanna
it.
Rihanna abused Chris Brown.
I mean.
No, but you're right. They both said she hit that nigga fire shit. That's a fight. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make it seem like, but bitch, that sounds like a fight.
Listen, and that's an opinion that people have. And it's just the whole conversation of domestic violence is super taboo.
I only say that because I be hitting people.
But when Chris Brown abused Rihanna, and they were, 19, 20 years old?
Like
a fight
that.
They had in the car, and the police officer or whatever released the picture of her face. So that's how it got out there in the first place. Mm-hmm. And since then, she has made a conscious and adult decision to see him after that. To date him after that or whatever with him after that. And then she made a conscious decision to leave him the fuck alone eventually. But that was at least 10 years ago. And Rihanna since then has done so much more. I hate that it's usually white people. They use this. They use her and Chris Brown. Because I don't fucking feel bad for Chris Brown. Chris Brown does have a problem. He's still stalking Carucci.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they're using her abuse and her trauma to get clicks in 2018 for something that happened in 2009 that she don't talk about, she don't bring up. I mean, she did just fuck with Snapchat about it.
I was about to say, she took all their money.
But that's because they tried. But look at what they was doing.
She made them lose it. Yeah,
this is what I'm saying. They all using her pain and her trauma mm-hmm. to get money. And they don't see, like, you think you attacking Chris Brown, and that's a whole nother level of the fucking, the systemic racism there. Like, yeah, Chris Brown is a fucking abuser or whatever y'all want to call him. But the way that they sensationalize the shit, I saw a Rolling Stone article that said Chris Brown has a history of violence toward women. I looked at the list because I said, what the fuck did I miss? I know he's crazy and he mm-hmm. has a bad temper. But who the fuck else did he put his hands on?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at the list. The first thing on the list is the interview with Robin Roberts about a year after the shit happened or mm-hmm. a couple years after the shit happened. She asked him about the shit. He got mad, stormed off the set, and then broke a mirror in his fucking dressing room. Yes, that's crazy. But how is that violence towards Robin Roberts?
Girl, and these same writers won't tell you not to go to these football games because these football players are knocking bitches the fuck out left and right. But the stadiums are still packed.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody says, don't go.
Don't go to the football games
because
then,
you know who's going to be there, the whole goddamn team. All of them.
The list, and then it had like when people be in his face taking pictures and shit and he grab their phone and throw it. Oh, violence against women. Listen, this man has a problem.
Get out of my face, bitch.
He has a temper. He has problems.
Maybe I have a problem.
But what y'all doing with him at the same time making money off of him because he ain't went nowhere. But y'all making sure that y'all use any opportunity to capitalize off of her abuse or his issues.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't report that much on these fucking white people's issues and what they go through and all this other stuff. It takes forever for them to get fucking Charlie Sheen. Mm-hmm. That took for fucking ever to address.
Wow.
He had to get HIV for them to shut it down and be passing it around.
Which one of them was leaving the mean ass voicemails on his fucking, was it his daughter phone or his baby mama phone?
Who? Chris Brown?
No, it was one of them European actors. Mm-hmm. He was leaving, like, I remember when they leaked the messages, I was cracking up because he was going the fuck off. Saying, wait, was that the same dude that was saying he told his girl he hoped she'd get raped by some niggers by a bunch of black guys?
Who said that?
I can't remember, but you know how some stuff just be so off the fucking wall and just be fucking funny as fuck?
Yes. Like why would you say that?
Like, what? And then he just was just going off. And you know, like, the funny thing is you could tell he was just trying to think of, like, the worst possible things he could think of.
And why is that?
That's why I'm laughing. Like, he was calling her, like, a little piggy and, like, oinking and shit. Like, sir, you're the crazy one.
You fucking suck. But, yeah, Chris Brown.
And we're laughing at you.
Has issues. Chris Brown is still stalking Carucci. Girl, he commented on a picture of her and Victor Cruz, or whatever that man name is, and was like, they look really good together. And with the little praying hands or whatever.
Yeah, he did that on Baller Alert or Shade Room?
On Shade Room. And yeah. Then he posted a picture, like, a subliminal message basically saying he's happy for her, even if it hurts him. And it's like, you see what's wrong with men? This is what I'm saying.
Chris, leave me alone!
Leave her the fuck alone. Stop. Listen, that's not your genuine happiness. You, again, your narcissism is causing you to continue to fucking stalk me. Like, leave me alone. Why do you have to tell me that you're hurt? I don't give a fuck. I'm not hurt. I gotta give a fuck that you hurt.
And I'm not even looking at your page.
Leave me alone.
And I'm about to unfollow the
Leave her the fuck alone.
Stop posting your shit.
You're making it easy for these people to fucking Geraldine Jordans to make these dumbass sensationalized stories about you. And that's the thing. Fuck Chris Brown. Because Rihanna is Fenty Beauty is breaking records. She's doing these Puma collections.
She just put out this stuff called, like, Body Lava.
It's yes, like I saw you talking about glistening Sparkle Magic Jewel or some shit. What'd you say?
No, I said I was going to look like a Twilight cast member. When the sun hit them, they start sparkling a lot.
Oh.
So, that's what I'm going to be this summer. Head to toe, Fenty Beauty.
This is what I'm saying. So, how come every fucking time y'all feel like y'all want some clicks? And I know it's off the back of her with this Snapchat shit. But, bitch, you tried it. You tried it.
Raggedy bitch. Shut your mouth.
She just got done suing somebody for trying it. Stop reminding people of this situation. I've moved on. He's still crazy, but he's moved on. Mm-hmm. Leave us the fuck alone. Both of us. Because I'm not tearing his career down. Why the fuck are you doing it? I didn't ask you to do that. I'm not asking y'all to fuck with Chris
and
Brown.
Stop piggybacking off my victiminess. Like, right. I don't know how to say it, but I don't need
hood?
You.
I don't know. I don't want to call it a hood. Fucking,
stop riding on the coattails of my victimness. I don't know how to say it, but you know what I'm trying to say. My victimism. My victimism. Yeah. Stop. Get out my victimism, bitch. I don't need you to tell people to feel bad for me, bitch, because I don't want people to feel bad for me.
Don't use me to put him down. Yeah, so fuck you, Geraldine Jordan. fuck y'all, again, for using Rihanna's story as the basis for your whole effort to demonize Chris Brown, but also make money off of the same shit that she just told Snapchat not to do. She just got all her people to unsubscribe from Snapchat for doing that dumb shit. They lost a bunch of money, apparently. And then y'all turn around and do it indirectly. Fuck off, Geraldine.
Well, Geraldine, I saw your picture, so...
Fuck right on off.
Yep.
What else? Tokyo Toni going off going off about plastic bitches with fake booties and stuff. I guess Black China pissed her off. I don't know what the fuck's going on there, but I saw a video of her going off about fake asses and shit and plastic and fix-a-flat. And
fix-a-flat. She must not send her mom the right amount of money that she asked for.
Okay, because I don't know. I don't know.
Black China is looking bad lately.
Maybe that's her cry out to her daughter. I don't know. Mm. Maybe we're going too deep.
Please. Mm-hmm. Please. Bitch, she wants some money.
Yeah.
Or then get some.
Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, I want to ask too. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk about yours.
Mm-hmm. Yours. Because you got enough for the both of it. Maybe you got enough for the both of us.
Give me my money.
Ass shots for me. We have to stop because I'll keep going.
I did. She was going off about plastic asses and stuff, and I was just trying to figure out.
Do you know?
Did you know that Black China was your daughter? Or
do you know how she got like that? Like, I hope she didn't tell you she was just thick. Yeah. I've been getting back shots. Ow.
Listen.
Remember people used to tell you, like, that getting fucked from the back would somehow, like, make you thicker? How?
People think the dumbest shit. And there's some grown men that still think some of that dumb shit.
That's so funny.
You know what the funniest shit is ever? When dudes be like, you know, she got to have a low body count. Because otherwise, her vagina's going to be blew out. Sirs, of all listeners, ages, sizes, your penises, the amount of penises, has nothing to do with the elasticity of her vagina.
And even if it could, it's not big enough. I had a baby. Like,
and even if that was, that you're, talking about, out of there. You're talking about active prostitutes. Like, all, like assembly line working prostitutes.
And porn stars that be putting foreign objects.
Not even them, because they don't fuck that much.
No, there was a girl. No, there was a girl who, like, put, like, the top of a midget's head.
But that's what I'm saying. Hers is just able to do that. Somebody else's may not be able to go that far. Some people just have big vaginas.
Because I have a heavy flow and a wide vagina.
Sometimes they do. So if you meet a girl that's loosey-goosey, it means she likes you. And she has a larger vagina. I don't understand when men... Because yeah, I'd be like... It was cute when we were 16, 17, 18, and, like, niggas said shit like that. But I'd be like, y'all is grown ass.
She blew up.
Shut the fuck.
What? You're a dick, like, little.
No, I like it to be fucking tight as a glove. She probably don't want to fuck if it's too, like.
Yeah, you sound like the nigga that is a rapist now. I like it to be tight as a glove, and when she put up a little fight, you hold her down, and she be saying no. Yeah, nigga, like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Y'all have to really fucking check
the criminal justice system.
Sexually based offenses are considered, bitch, especially heinous in New York City.
That's like niggas' obsessions with, like, I don't like the fact that, like, some men, like, make it a rule that they lady has to have, like, a prepubescent body. Like, I have hair on my body because I am ripe, like a peach, like a kiwi.
If it's there sometime, listen, let...
Which, you nigga, you'll be covered with fur.
Here's the thing.
But segue.
Because you are the expert segwayer.
Mm-hmm.
You need an award. You need an Oscar for Segway.
What taint to?
Podcast Segways.
Taint to.
That's an award.
I want it. Give it. It's mine.
Yeah, you can have that.
Tamar! Bitch! Let's talk, boo.
Insert audio clip.
Bitch. Change anything for a man. Have you ever changed?
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe in that, though. I believe in, you know, being attractive for your mate. Like, I used to be like, sis, I used to have all blonde wigs. I still have 150,000 of them at my house since I done shaved my head off. You know what I mean? They're for sale, by the way. Because I won't be needing them anymore. But, you know, Vince liked blonde head, light-fed women. And, you know, I just wasn't born with no blonde hair. Yeah. But for me, I just think that's a responsibility that women have.
It's
to stay current for your man.
Have you ever checked? Bitch.
Let's talk, honey.
So what you saying is
on Steve Harvey, tell him what happened. She was on Steve Harvey. Now again, we don't have the full context of what they're talking about, but we only have
Steve Harvey asked, have you ever changed your appearance for a man? Uh-huh. I sure have. Cause you know, girl, I believe that's true. You supposed to dress it up for your man. That's why I got all these blonde wigs. They for sale, you know. You said that's a woman's child. You know, you supposed to keep it, keep it nice.
Current, she said current.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that what I said? You supposed to keep it current for your man. Shit. Y'all feel me, white women? The two girls next to her, like.
So let's unpack. Third segment.
Bitch, your nigga look like.
He hiding pickles.
Under his motherfucking tongue. From SpongeBob.
Bubble bass. No pickles.
This nigga look like he come in to the Krusty Krab and order the hardest motherfucking Krabby Patty and hide the cashiers and shit. Fucking with the cashiers and shit. Bitch, why is my motherfucking job to keep the current when your nigga looks like that?
First of all, he's not keeping shit current. Here's the thing. You said, but what she said, Vince, you know, he liked, and maybe, here's the thing, I'm starting to fucking
have. He liked them thin and blonde, and since I wasn't born, I wasn't no blonde. Yeah. Girl.
Do you know how stupid you sound?
Why y'all going through what y'all going through.
You mean to tell me you have to change a part of yourself on an ongoing basis for a man who looks like Bubble Bass. Who still ended up whooping your ass or cheating on you and doing whatever the fuck allegedly he was doing to you. It's still your womanly duty to keep it current for your man to the point where when you lose your man, you shave your head.
Well. Because your shit was fried from trying to be blind
in
for
the motherfucker. See, here's the thing. Motherfuckers and these rules. This whole conversation on Facebook about a man taking care of the household. If y'all motherfuckers don't grow up and realize your own dynamic, the same cookie cutter shit don't work for everybody. Mm-hmm. One man may be taking care of his household where another man and the woman, they work at the same job or whatever the fuck. Like, it's different dynamics. And you're not going to expect for every man to... And this is what I said. This is why the leading cause of death for men under 50 is fucking suicide. Mm. Because they too busy trying to fit these different little Facebook cookie cutter standards to where it's a whole bunch of niggas that think they ain't the man and is insecure about some shit because bitches on Facebook y'all reposted it. You supposed to, then the one I saw said, the man's supposed to take care of the bills. He ain't no man if the woman is paying the bills. She needs to take care of the kids, but if he fall on hard times, she need to be more than willing to get up and fucking help him where it's needed. So you mean this bitch not supposed to work, do nothing, have no experience, do nothing, but then if something happened to you, she's supposed to just know how to fucking do it all of a sudden? She's supposed to just be the head of the household for a minute till you get it together? Yeah. Nigga, till you get it together? Then when you fucking decide you're gonna leave her, who the fuck is making wait until she get it together? Y'all are stupid. Y'all are fucking fighting yourselves with misogyny. Women, specifically. Yeah. Stop reposting this dumb shit. Like,
and then it's not like... I'm not even saying like that you can dress it up and make it nasty for your man, but...
You should have to change your whole you.
Wait, but I'm going to say, do it because you want to. Not because that's the only way he going to stick around. Not because that's what your nigga expect. Do it because that's what you... That's who you are.
That's who you like to do. Right. That's what you like. And that's what he likes.
It's not your motherfucking duty because guess what? Sometimes I dress it up and make it nasty. And sometimes I look like a nasty homeless man. And I went, and you it's gonna balance, be here
because y'all both do the same shit.
And you're gonna be here because I wish.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Because I wish a nigga would. Like nigga, you be looking homeless 3 more times than I did. You got the nerve to talk about. What you think I like looking at?
That's what I'm saying.
And Black Panther just came out. I have things to look forward to.
This is what people, and this is what people listen to. Like,
have you seen T'Challa on these motherfucking red carpets and shit?
What?
Looking good.
Oh, girl, always.
But I'm saying, yeah, you're not about to tell me what my motherfucking duty is, and this nigga's out here looking like T'Challa, and you look like...
You look like this.
To nothing.
You look like Bubble Bass.
Bubble fucking Bass. Tell me what my duty is.
And then still had the nerve to be ain't shit. So what really are you doing that for? If he still wasn't shit, still left his family ultimately, or whatever he did, had your mama going on tours talking about how he whoop your ass. I don't know if this was in preparation for a TV show or whatever, but don't you ever go on there spreading that fucking propaganda.
That fucking propaganda. Cause bitch,
here's the thing.
And
people,
secondly,
ain't nothing wrong with the with that shit if that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You want to wear blonde wigs? Wear the blonde wigs. Don't wear them because he likes them, and you're afraid that he might leave. Because bitch, if he'll leave over a wig, you don't need him probably.
No,
you don't need him. If this nigga will dip the moment you take your soul in out, that's not the one for you.
The moment you take your sewing out. Bitch, didn't I tell you to come back with the sewing already done?
This is what I'm saying. If
you take that out, wash it, and come back with
hair out in the same house with him, you must reevaluate what's going on there.
No, because you're gonna sometimes.
Because that's abuse. It's no reason that you should be that insecure about some shit. Girl, let him go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she did. She let him and her whole fucking hair go.
Mm-hmm. Now she's selling her wigs. The ones that Vincent liked.
And I just hope that none of them surgeries and shit had nothing to do with him, too. Like, were you trying to turn into a fucking white woman for him? Because he likes blonde hair, thin bitches, or whatever you said?
Mm-mm.
Like, would you was trying to become that? Like, bitch, girl, bye.
Girl, looking silly.
And that's why you look like a Barbie with the hair cut off. Because your face is all, it has to be beat
Cynthia,
down.
Cynthia, she's a really good dancer. Cynthia.
People say she's like EJ Johnson.
Bitch, was it people or was it you?
I personally think she could never. But, so it wasn't me. Personally. And the ball don't look bad on her, but you know EJ.
She looked like that drummer Muppet. You know which one I'm talking about?
Bitch, I think so.
The one with like the blonde like zillions. And like oh my God. Her eyes, she got them long ass lashes.
And then imagine
she looked high as fuck. And she got the big ass lips. I'm pretty sure that Muppet high. But
your Muppet is. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It got the Mr. Potato Head lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She always had like a pony. The things you notice as you get older. That old man was high as hell. Like, nobody eyes open.
Subliminals.
Jim Henson knew.
Yeah, Tamar, shut the fuck up. Baby. And I need y'all to unpack that. Why? What the fuck? Stop these roles. Stop this dumb shit.
So, I don't have much time, so I've simmered my unpack down to a sentence.
Okay.
Because I really don't feel like it's even something that I should have to fucking talk about. I feel like I should be able to say this, and that's that.
Uh-oh.
Okay. People getting away with being perverts and predators and pedophiles is not an excuse for future and present pedophiles, perverts, and predators.
Ew.
Do you understand? Just because at some point a nigga got away with dating a kid and now they're happily married, not even that happily married, Shane, does not mean.
You talking about JT and Bill?
Bitch, I'm talking about who I'm talking about. That doesn't mean that we should allow our other little black girls to go through that same shit. I don't give a fuck where they ended up, because maybe if Aaliyah didn't die, her and R. Kelly would be happily motherfucking married. That doesn't mean that he wasn't sniffing around when she was fucking 15 years old.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Even if he would have waited just 3 years, he was already fucking looking. And if you really want to say something, bitch, we know that Jay-Z was sniffing up Aaliyah's tree too.
Mm-hmm.
So that don't mean that the motherfucker get a pass because he found one straight after legality, married and fucking knocked her up and made her have a surrogate baby by fucking Drake and Solange.
Don't. Do it.
I seen the post talking about, what about when y'all was fucking the security guards in high school? Them niggas was predators, bro.
What do you mean?
Exactly. Y'all wasn't saying that when y'all was fucking. They were being preyed on, bro.
Preyed on then.
Like, damn, you niggas.
May not realize it now, but that's what happened. Doesn't change what happened just because they found a way to work through it. Yes, you were Beyonce was preyed on. Aaliyah was preyed on. All these people were preyed on because here's the way I look at it. And y'all can take it how you want to. If 10 years ago you was grown, and 10 years ago they were like a child that is just too disgusting for you to be fucking on or fucking with.
Bruh.
I feel like even just 5 years.
If somebody was, if somebody was 8 years old 10 years ago and you was 28 years old 10 years ago, my nigga, you need to get the fuck
even
on.
If you was 19.
Like,
if they were 8 when you were 19.
Y'all need to stop using past predatory preferences. Ooh. That's a plug.
Mm-mm. That's not.
Go back to our predatory preferences episode.
Here's the thing. It's not. It's just the truth. It's not to demonize the ones that. Oh, if both of y'all grown now, whatever.
Yeah.
But this is what you did. If the moment they crossed the threshold of adulthood, you got right on that. Knowing them prior to that, especially if you knew them.
You was looking before.
If you knew them before.
You were waiting.
Like with Regine. Coyotes. And YFN Lucci or whatever. We knew Regine as a child. Like 2 years ago. She was a kid.
And I was grown.
And we was grown. And he waited. He watched her also grow.
Exactly.
And he waited until she was whatever age. That's a little predatory.
To the point where
doesn't
they
mean they won't work.
Bro, you
it's predatory.
And they're fucking calling y'all prom queen and king. Like, what would you be doing at a prom? You're not even allowed in no proms past 21.
You're something about that situation is more comfortable to you because you're trying to manipulate it. It's not that you don't actually like Regine. It's not that she don't actually like you. But why? What the fuck about the connection with women your age or closer to your age? Bill paying experience having women. What's wrong with that? Why must you date somebody's child? Steal somebody's child.
Like you're to the point where her mama's still having babies.
And then again, I like to go to the other side because a lot of times these men don't be emotionally developed. And that's why they be, because it's too hard for me to deal with a grown bitch. And then society makes it okay for you to be sniffing around little young bitches.
That's something you can handle.
They make it a standard. Ass. Like, she gotta be at least 4 years younger than him for the couple to be cute. Like, what the fuck? This is, come on, it's predatory.
They be like, what about when other people got away with predatory behaviors? Like, nigga, that was bad too.
That's nasty as well.
Just because they moved past it doesn't mean that it wasn't nasty.
You was trying it when you was trying it.
For all we know, Regine and whatever the little black motherfucking name is, whatever his name is, they can stay together and be the next fucking Beyonce and Jay-Z. That doesn't mean.
She was 19.
When you got her, that was somebody's baby. And then the kids from now, they're going to be bringing it up. When fucking Diddy old ass, who's still gonna be alive. Diddy gonna be old as fuck with oxygen to his face. Still walking around with somebody who's 21. They like, but what about
something
Virginia
is wrong when you can age but your woman can't. Something is predatory about that. Something is weird about that. Only a therapist can tell us.
That's all I had. I'm glad that we got that out. Because I'm just getting so... I just hate being online and seeing niggas say, like, the dumbest shit. Girl. They might as well be like, what about that time you got raped? Like, what? 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 Don't you remember when you was molested? What? Why? Yeah.
But that's the thing. If they could, they would say it. They would use it. They would say it. Niggas.
No, because then girl. But here's the thing. As soon as you hit 10, you hear a knock at the door.
You realize that anybody at the head, and I'm going to hurry up, anybody at the head of like a corrupt system or way of life or society, they always like, they get uncomfortable when you get to shaking that system, but mm-hmm. you got to be like with predatory behavior. You mm-hmm. got to be like, you got to be comfortable being a victim in these situations. Mm-hmm. Like somebody said, like, I forgot who I was talking to. Some dude said, men are going to be scared to date now because of all these allegations and stuff. It's like, really? I think women have been scared to get raped.
Forever!
And you're talking about men are going to be scared to date now because they could get falsely accused? Fuck y'all. it's not enough.
Y'all wasn't dating anyway. You need more people
for that to be a problem. We're talking about rape. Y'all won't stop. So now you got to be shook when you go on dates. Get over it. Anyways.
I'm the one being raped.
Okay. But I'm scared. But men are gonna be scared.
Somebody might tell on me. Yeah, if you do something,
I'm doing shit.
Leave me alone.
But anything could be anything. Well, you need to relearn some shit.
Anything could be anything. Yeah. All I did was grab her tit from across the table. I mean, come on. Okay.
Well,
that's why I believe in embarrassing niggas. As soon as you grab your titty, you stand there right in that restaurant and say, get your motherfucking hands off of me, abuse. Boy. I did not give you permission to touch my breast, and I want to go home right now. Now, see, you don't even got to touch him. After that.
Call me an Uber. Fuck taking me home.
No, I'm just saying I want to go home. You ain't taking me. Portia. Yeah, I'm at the Chinese restaurant over here on I will sit right at this table until my friend get here. Because if you think you're going to get me outside and beat my motherfucking ass, you got another thing coming.
Be scared of that. Mm-hmm. Stop doing shit.
Now you're embarrassed. Somebody didn't put it on Snapchat. And I'm going to let the internet do what they will.
Stop doing shit.
And throw my napkin down and everything.
2018.
Yeah. Well, I like that idea. I'm going to start doing that. Just embarrassing niggas at the gas station. Sir, I said no! Yeah, that's good.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I like that.
I do too, but you gotta be at least with one other person.
I'm only doing it in crowds. Yeah. That's the embarrassing part. Yeah. If I'm alone, I'm gonna give him my number and then block him when he calls.
Excuse me, sir. Did you just call me an ugly bitch because I didn't give you my number? I think that's rude.
You hear that?